Now, a story about cancer drugs and the stock market, a story which brings to mind the observation of F. Scott Fitzgerald that the very rich are not like you and me. Take investor Carl Icahn, who is very rich and evidently getting even richer, according to the Wall Street Journal. Remember Samuel Waxell's company, ImClone? Waxell and his friend Martha Stewart famously bailed out of ImClone stock, anticipating that the Food and Drug Administration was about to turn down ImClone's application to market a new cancer drug. For jumping the gun on the rest of us or lying about it, Waxell, Stewart, and Stewart's broker have all faced prosecution. Well, the average investing chump watching ImClone stock plummet after the FDA went public with the news might have viewed ImClone with fear and loathing, but not Carl Icahn. So reports Susan Pulliam in today's Heard on the Street column in the Journal. Ms. Pulliam, what did Carl Icahn do?
Carl Icahn made the smart decision to zig when others zagged on that day in December 27th, 2001, when Martha sold her shares and Sam Waxell was trying to sell his. He bought 10,000 shares that day and then proceeded to add to the position until the beginning of this year when he bought another 1 million shares. He now owns a total of 5.2 million shares, which is worth $250 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, a graph is tough on radio, but give us a brief history of the value of ImClone stock.
ImClone, before the scandal hit, was trading at about $70 a share. It proceeded to move down right after the scandal hit, and then it sort of rebounded a little bit, and then it really took a dive in the summer of 2002, went down to $10, which is where Carl Icahn bought the bulk of his shares. He bought about 3.6 million shares when ImClone was near its low. So that was the real genius of this move on his part, was that he not only knew to go the other direction when Martha and Sam were trying to sell, but he knew when to really pile into the stock, which was that summer.
It takes a lot of something to look at a stock that's gone from, whatever, from $70 to $10 a share and say, I see a future here.
Yeah, it's interesting. And, I mean, that's what Carl Icahn has made a reputation doing. He's the sort of quintessential contrarian investor. And he was also, his history with ImClone goes way back. He was a big believer in the company and also an associate of Waxell's. So the two of them went way back together. He had actually made an investment in ImClone several years prior to his investment in 2002. And it's interesting, he had actually also made $250 million back then. He had bought roughly 6 million shares over the course of about 6 months, I think. And then he ended up selling those shares just before Bristol-Myers took a big stake in ImClone. And he told Waxell at the time that it was his rule of thumb to sell when an investment hit $250 million. So $250 million back then, $250 million this trip. He's obviously a very wealthy man. Yeah,
pretty soon you're talking about real money. I thought you were
right, exactly.
Now we're leaving out the critical detail, which was that the Food and Drug Administration, having at the moment that prompted the scandal with Waxell and Stewart, turned down ImClone for marketing its cancer drug, later reversed that policy.
Right. It was in February that they finally approved Erbitux for use with colon cancer. So that has, of course, lifted ImClone shares, and they're now back to the $70 level that they were trading at before all the trouble began, which is another ironic twist.
Susan Pulliam, staff reporter of the Wall Street Journal, who wrote today's Heard on the Street column about Carl Icahn and ImClone stock. Thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.